May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. So today is Ash Wednesday, which came as a great surprise to any number of people in downtown Phoenix. We were out there again with ashes standing on the street corner at Central and Washington for the fourth year in a row. And I've stood out there sketching ashes on the foreheads of anyone who asks. And I continue to be amazed at how many people do ask. Many, as I said, are just surprised that Lent has even arrived. And some promise that this year, they promise they're going to go to church. And as if we would withhold our blessings from them if they didn't promise that. Or others would say, so does this mean I don't have to go to church? And so, you know, you're kind of thinking, well, I'm not quite sure how I'm supposed to respond to that. So we'll say, well, that's your decision. But no, that's not what we're saying. So there's lots of people on the corner of Central and Washington. Businessmen, women who are walking to or from lunch or to business meetings, passerbys who roll down their car window so we can do a quick sketch of an ash on their forehead, and sometimes even all the passengers in the car, which really irritates the person who's behind them. Some are just asking for our prayers. It's the homeless. It's those on their way somewhere. And those with absolutely nowhere to go. Asking to receive ashes or a simple prayer. For many, a brief moment of grace in a very long day. And I continue to be amazed, as I said, at the number of people who want and are eager to receive the mark of ashes on their foreheads. A visible reminder, as if we need it, of our mortality. And perhaps it is part of it. Death is the great leveler. Whatever our status, be we rich, poor, famous, infamous, known, and the unknown, we are all destined to return to dust. And perhaps the other reason is, whether we realize it or not, the ashes we receive remind us of our need for God and God's call to all of us. And for those of us who took to the streets, there were five of us out there, two on the ASU campus and three out in downtown Phoenix. We're reminded again and again that God was right out there with us on the streets. Perhaps at times it was as surprising to us as it was to the individuals receiving. Those street corners became a sacred space that wasn't measured by the posted worship times. And it became a little community for a brief period of time that wasn't measured by the attendance numbers, the amount collected in the offering plate, by its predictability or its familiarity. So tonight, we too will receive an invitation to begin an observance of Holy Lent. We will hear the same words, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But we will hear them in this sacred space with beautiful music and beautiful liturgy. But it was the exact same invitation that was being offered out on the streets in downtown Phoenix, calling us back from wherever it is that we have strayed, to be reconciled to God, as Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians. An invitation to once again begin this Lenten journey of discovery about ourselves and where we fit into this story, turning our hearts and our minds to who exactly Jesus is in our lives. And what difference does it make that we have Jesus in our lives? And what difference does it make for others that we are followers of Jesus? Ash Wednesday confronts us with who we have become, and it prods us to do better. The 40 days of Lent correspond with Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, where he experienced hunger, hardship, and temptation, reminding us that these 40 days may not always be very easy or very straightforward. Esther de Waal, a Welsh theologian, might call Ash Wednesday a threshold moment, a sacred moment in time, a crossing over into a time and a place for the work of God. This threshold moment is a time of emptying out, of getting rid of all the junk that we carry in our bodies, in our minds, and in our senses, and crossing over toward a place of wholeness and interconnectedness with God and with this world that we are so part of, God's beloved community. So during these 40 days, many of us will fast or give up something as a spiritual discipline. And what our readings today are reminding us of, perhaps, is that what God desires of us is not to give up things of little consequence, but has everything to do with our becoming fully alive and fully human. It's about opening our hearts to the Word of God in the hope that this time, we will really hear it and allow ourselves to be changed. And so we hear the gospel lesson today, and we may think, well, it's kind of an odd choice of readings when we're all going to walk out of this church tonight with ashes on our foreheads, a visible and obvious symbol of our piety. And perhaps we realize that in these readings, what Jesus is doing is he's calling out the people of Israel, and he's calling out to us for our hypocrisy and our complacency, trying to please God with our superficial behaviors or through shallow acts of piety, while we ignore the injustices that we see around us in our communities and in our society. Ignoring God's call for justice and welcome for all, to the widows and the orphans and the aliens in our midst, the poor, the people of other races and religions, and those living on the margins of our lives. Is this not the fast I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free? And I'm reminded of a story that was told by the dean several weeks ago in a sermon about his seminary professor, who would get so excited that he would stand on his desk and he'd proclaim to the students, "You say you are Christians, then act like Christians." Is this not the fast that I choose? To feed the hungry, to care for the homeless and the outcast, to love one another as we are so loved. Archbishop Desmond Tutu says it this way: God is calling us to be God's partner, to work for a new kind of society where people count, where people matter more than things, more than possessions, where human life is not just respected, but positively revered, where people will be secure and not suffer from the fear of hunger, from ignorance, from disease, where there'll be more gentleness, more caring, more sharing, more compassion, more laughter, where there is peace and not war. Jesus began his ministry with another reading from Isaiah. Reading from the scrolls, God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor and to let the oppressed go free. And then telling his listeners, today, this scripture has been fulfilled. And after he dropped this bombshell, and everyone is staring at him, aghast and in awe, Jesus knows exactly what they're thinking. Is he for real? Is he nuts? Does he have any idea of what he is saying? Oh, he knows all right. The old order is passing away. Things are about to change. And this, tonight, this is that moment for us. Things are about to change. God says, I am about to do new things. It's a threshold moment. We are standing on the border of the holy, and we can choose. We can choose to cross over, or we can stay right where we are. And God is right there with us. God moves and is expecting us to move with him. God isn't going to let us settle or stay in one place for very long. So let us enter into this season of preparation for Easter by confronting our own mortality and the brevity of our time here on earth. Ashes sketched on our forehead in the shape of a cross, and hearing the words, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Reminding us that life is uncertain and transient, and we don't have time to waste. Tonight, we have been given work to do. The prophet Isaiah reminds us that when we follow God's path for us through worship and injustice, light will break forth into the world, bringing dawn and healing for all of us. And that dawn light will shine like a beacon into this crazy world we live in. God is about to do new things in this world. This Lenten season dares us to live each moment as if we belong to God, and take each moment and every breath we take as the gift that it is. Lent is a call to remember who we are, where we came from, and who we belong to. The voice of Lent is the cry to become new again, to live in the newness of life, no matter what our life was like before, and to live life fully. So let us take this Lenten journey together. Tonight, God will leave his fingerprint on our foreheads. And if we're very quiet and we're very, very still, we will hear a whisper, follow me. So let us accept the invitation we've been given this evening, opening our hearts and our minds to God's call to each one of us, not just for these 40 days, but for the rest of our lives, and know what it means to act like a Christian, and to know absolutely what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Jesus, who came so that the outcasts of this world and all of us, you and me, everyone, everywhere, may have life and may have it abundantly. Amen.